Let me say that. Teaching our children the Word of God is great. It is a necessity. But if they don't see us living it, we're wasting our time. I once said to a couple of my boys, I don't remember what the situation, but they asked me something about what I was doing and why I was doing it. And I said to them, I do it because when I get up to speak in the meetings and you are sitting there, I don't want you ever to be able to say, look at him. He looks good up there, but they should see him at home. I told them, I want to be consistent. I'm not perfect. I will make mistakes. But I want to be consistent in my testimony. So that when I stand up and God gives me a word, when you look at me, you will be forced to say, my dad is like that at home. Deuteronomy 11. I'm just going to briefly read verse 13 of that. And I want the young people amongst us to know that when I speak to parents, I want you also to think about it, because the same principles are going to apply to you. Verse 13 says, it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in its due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy grain and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. God is saying three things here through the lips of Moses. Hearken diligently. He's saying here, listen to me. Love me. You should love the Lord your God. And then serve me. Sometimes, you know, we get caught up in serving, but we haven't listened to his voice, and we don't have a heart of love for him. But then he says in verse 18, therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them to your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates. The first thing we notice here is that I, as a parent, must first learn what God says to me. And he gives us direction. The first thing is, he wants my affections. He said, lay these things up in your heart. My affections must be for him. I must love the Lord, not with my lips, but with my life. If my heart is right, it is eventually going to come from my lips. Lay these words in your heart and in your soul. The seat of emotions. It means that my emotions must be controlled by Him. I look back on the many times when I lost my temper. Because my emotions weren't being controlled by Him. He says, bind them for a sign upon your hand. That's activity. Those are the actions that we take. So if my heart is not right, if my emotions are not under control, the action I take will not be right. And then he says, there may be as frontlets between your eyes. If my heart is right, if my emotions are controlled by Him, if my actions are a result of that control, I'm going to be able to see things from God's perspective. And as I see things from His perspective, I will make right decisions. But there's a responsibility now. That was personal. But now there's a responsibility for the family. You shall teach them to your children. Does it say every Lord's Day? In Sunday school? When we go to the meetings? No, you shall teach them to your children. Speaking of them when you sit in your house. Brother Dave yesterday said the practice they had. Sister Cynthia wants the family at the dining room table. You're sitting in your house. You are relaxing, as it were. But the conversations that are going on are of God and His love. And our responsibility towards the Lord Jesus. When you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, in your activities, in our activities, do we speak of Christ to our children? As we interact with them, it might be a game we're playing. What do I display? Am I a sore loser? Do I get angry because, well, I can't really do the task? Maybe the kids are laughing, you know, because, boy, Dad is not up to this. Or do I display that grace? Do I show that my heart's affections are with Him? That my emotions are controlled by Him? He says, when you walk, when you lie down, time to rest, relax. But the subject is still Jesus. When you rise up early in the morning, parents, let your children see you praying. Let them hear you calling their names. I've said to my youngest son, Brooklyn's dad, on many occasions, you and your wife need to pray together. And if Brooklyn is around, engage her in it as well. I'm not saying he has taken my advice, but that's the advice I've given him. And then he says, after you have dealt with the family, now you deal with the community. You write these things on your doorposts of your house and upon your gates. The testimony that you have exhibited to your family, now you can exhibit it to the community. Too often I want to show the community what a good Christian I am, and I'm neglecting my children. It must first start with the family. And then it goes out to the community. And my passion for this must be the fact that I remember how Jesus loved children. He set the example. When his disciples would say, look, he's too busy. Come on, get away. He said, no such thing. Suffer little children to come unto me. And forbid them not. This world is not only an evil world, but it's getting progressively worse. There are things that are going on now that my parents would shudder at. But our children are exposed to them. And we need them to have a foundation so they can combat all the dirty stuff that is going on in this world. Forget about the courts from the Supreme Court on down. Because none of them want to obey this book. We have a responsibility to God. And to our children, teach them in the way that they should go, God's way. When they're old, they will not depart from it. Shall we pray?